coming at you from a dank chamber somewhere beneath the Port Authority bus station in New York City. This is Antiques Roadshow. Hi there, I'm Chubb Singular, host of Antiques Roadshow, the program where people bring us their precious possessions, hoping to learn they're worth more than all the tea in China. They patiently listen to our tedious experts rattle on about the history behind those objects, pretending to be interested. Then they usually find out the crap they've been hiding under their bed for some 50 years ain't worth the price of bird shit, and all you watching at home get a good laugh at their expense. So let's get right to it. Here's our first guest. A little old lady, maybe 4 feet tall, gray hair, thick glasses, and carrying a battered tuba. Your name, please.
I'm Brenda Sue Legtrap from Hoboken, and I bought this thing all the way from New Jersey for you to look at.
A tuba. I would guess it's from the 19th century, possibly played by a Buck Private in the John Philip Sousa Band.
No, my father bought it for me new for my 6th birthday, and I have been carrying it with me ever since. But what I want you to look at is this thing here in my left hand.
A wooden something or other that has seen better days. Interesting. Tell us how you obtained it.
How did I get it here on the train? Like anybody, I took the PATH train from Jersey, and then...
No, I asked how you obtained this object.
If you're implying that I stole it, you're nothing but a lying piece of shit. The truth is, I bought it at a yard sale about 6 years ago, and it's been sitting in Otis's garage ever since. That's my late Italian cousin, Otis Titus Media. Not my other cousin, Otis A. Grand Knight for the Singing the Third. I have no idea what the hell this is. It looks kind of like a bucket. But what the fuck do I know about antiques? You're supposed to be the experts. You tell me.
Well, my best guess, Brenda Sue, is that this happens to be an Assyrian honey dipper dating back to the reign of Antiochus the Great of the Seleucid dynasty sometime around 300 BC. That makes it more than 2,000 years old. However, it could also be something carried by Walmart as recently as last month.
300 B.C. Huh? That old? Who'd have guessed? What was it used for?
To the best of our knowledge, these things, when authentic, had a double purpose. They were used for hauling lingonberries from the fields of plenty, but also for emptying Assyrian cesspools. Hardly any of these currently exist because the Assyrians apparently made no more than 11 of them. You say you bought it at a yard sale?
Yeah, it looked interesting. And I originally had an idea I could use it as a large ashtray. I smoke 6 packs a day, but then it caught fire one day. You say it was used for cleaning out cesspools, huh? I'm glad I didn't follow through on my original idea, putting popcorn in it to nibble while watching C-SPAN.
Popcorn, not lingonberries?
Popcorn. Who the hell eats lingonberries while watching C-SPAN?
May I ask how much you paid for this?
Well, yeah. Can I whisper it in your ear so my pesky neighbors don't hear how much I paid for it when they watch the show on the TV?
No.
Damn. Well, Edna Mae Pettifogger was asking $5 for it at her lawn sale. I told her, Edna, there's no way I'm going to pay $5 for this useless piece of crap that looks like it's seen better days. Here's $2. Take it or leave it. She took it.
Do you know how much this would probably bring at auction?
How the fuck would I know that? Like I said, I know diddly squat about antiques. You're the expert. I've never even been to an auction. I don't think they even have auctions in Hoboken. Jeez.
I would say this little treasure, back in the days of the Seleucid dynasty, would have brought the modern equivalent of $26 million. Ms. Legtrap, please get up off the floor. Somebody get the emergency water pistol. There, that's it. Yeah, squirt her good. Oh yeah, she's awake. Are you okay, Ms. Legtrap?
Oh, wow. Sorry. For a moment there, I thought I heard you say 26 million bucks.
I did. Bring back the water pistol. Good. Stop. She's coming too.
Okay. I'm good now. Now point me to this auction where I can go and get my 26 million bucks. Finally, I can stop doing back alley coat hanger abortions to make ends meet.
No, Ms. Legtrap. I said $26 million is what the object would have been worth when it was new. This thing is a battered eyesore. I doubt it would bring in more than $10 or $12.
You got 12 bucks on you?
Yes.
Wanna buy a bucket?
Well, in the 30 years this show has been on the air, we have never done anything like you suggest. But hey, you look like you really need that $12.
Yeah, Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Daddy?
My cat. He wears out his shoes on a regular basis.
Here you go. $12. Thanks for coming in. Hey, Earl! Put this thing in my suitcase and guard it with your life. This is my ticket to retirement in the south of France. Here's our next guest. And you are, sir?
Flannel Mouth Kaboomer?
A nickname, I would assume.
Why would you assume that?
Well, I see you're carrying a portrait. Would this be one of your ancestors?
I guess it's somebody's ancestor. Could be mine, I guess. Who knows?
It's a painting of a gentleman who's either wearing a powdered wig or is in costume for a Halloween party, attending as a dandelion gone to seed.
I always figured it was a guy whose head was smoldering.
Let's see if the artist has signed it.
Yeah, the name is down there in the right corner.
Oh yes, I see it now. Napoleon Bonaparte?
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it? I figured he was one of them French Impressionist guys.
What did you pay for this?
That's the beauty part. I was bringing a 1790 vintage Chippendale table down here to have it looked at when this guy in the alley up the street beckoned me over. He told me he had this portrait, a painting that was in the family for 200 years, and he had to sell it to feed his drug habit.
I see.
I got it for 400 bucks, a bargain, figuring I could sell it for thousands.
Yes, but only if you could find someone who's a bigger idiot than you. This was not painted by Napoleon Bonaparte. Before he fought his way across Europe, he dropped out of the Bob Ross School of Art because Bob told him he would never amount to anything better than a dog turd when it came to painting. What did you do with the Chippendale table?
I couldn't carry both the picture and the table, so I told the drugged-out junkie to take the table. I knew this would be worth a hell of a lot more than an old piece of furniture.
Sir, this is a fake. You got flim-flammed, sir. This is counterfeit. It must have been painted yesterday. Look, some of the paint hasn't even dried yet. You were snookered.
Okay, so how much is it worth?
Nothing! You'd be lucky if some thrift store short on merchandise took it in as a donation.
No! This can't be! My painting can't be fake! Hell, if that shit bucket the old hag right before me brought in was worth 26 million bucks, this has gotta be worth at least 6 million!
In your dreams, Jack.
Christ almighty! Oh my lord, what has thou forsaken me? One more major setback in life of nothing but setbacks. What are you punishing me? Why are you punishing me, God? What did I ever do to offend you, you pushy bastard, you?
Easy there, sir.
A childhood of ridicule for pissing my pants until age of 18. 4 marriages, none longer than 6 weeks. 2 years in the hospital with a hangnail. And now I'm told my painting probably isn't as valuable as this thing. Whatever it is that guy behind me is pressing to his breast. Give me that.
Please, sir, give that back. It's a very rare musket that was used by Oliver Cromwell in the English Civil War. Look, you can see he's carved his initials in the stock.
I don't care if he used it to give himself high colonics.
A rare musket worth at least $12 billion. Even more if it can be proven Cromwell used it to give himself high colonics.
Yeah, well, here's what I think of it, an Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, no! That was a precious heirloom passed down to us through generations, beginning with great-great-great-grandpa Ollie himself. Now it's nothing but a long metal tube and a pile of splinters.
Alas, once priceless, now worthless.
And what the hell is this thing hanging on the wall?
That, sir, is a one-of-a-kind Flemish area rug from the 1600s, valued at more than 110 gazillion dollars.
Yeah? Well, now it ain't worth nothing, just like my painting.
Oh my God, he's lighting it on fire. Somebody get security in here.
Look at this thing over here. Hey, I know what this is. It's nothing but a Woody doll from that Toy Story movie. How can that be worth anything? It's a piece of plastic, and it ain't even old.
We're thinking it might be worth upwards of $2,000.
Is that a fact? At risk of repeating myself, now worth nothing.
Sir, please put your hands behind your back and come with me. I am Officer Travis Tingle of the Antiques Roadshow Security Staff. We will be presently placing you under arrest and then beating you on your bare feet with a knife stick.
Story of my life!
Well, there you have it, this week's edition of Antiques Roadshow. Admittedly, a little less boring than usual. Don't expect this kind of thing every week, but do come back and join us next week when we'll be in Ptuj, Slovenia, for our first international edition of the show. Eager to know what a zither made of antelope teeth is worth? Tune in next week.
Players for trouble at the Antiques Roadshow were...
Rolf!
The Colonel!
Mrs. Habershire?
Larry!
M. Watson!